time the wind blows puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Time now for Abandoned Manitoba. Gordon Goldsborough joins us. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
So what are we discussing this week?
Well, last week I posed a question to our listeners. I said there was a hardware and farm supply company founded in 1917 here in Winnipeg that by the 1960s had retail stores in towns all over Western Canada, from British Columbia as far as northwestern Ontario. I listed some of the signature brands and asked if anyone could name that company.
Okay, so did you hear from anyone with the answer to your question?
Oh, yes. Within hours of our broadcast, I had email from listener Kevin Miller, who observed that I was talking about the McLeod's retail stores. He also sent me a photo of his Coronado brand kitchen stove from 1979, and apparently it's still going strong.
I love that. I don't recall McLeod's, though.
Well, that's probably because it was essentially gone from Manitoba's retail landscape by the early 1990s. And although McLeod's did have stores here in Winnipeg, it tended to be more conspicuous, I think, in rural communities.
Now, you say McLeod's was founded in 1917. Was that by someone named McLeod?
Yeah, it would make sense, wouldn't it? In 1888, a fellow named Roland M. McLeod was born here in Winnipeg. But he got his start in the hardware business with a store at Watrous, Saskatchewan. Now, he did have dreams of greater things. So in 1917, he returned to his hometown and partnered with his brother-in-law, Athol McBean, in a company that would sell things like harnesses, plowshares, and other farm supplies by mail order. Now, the partners didn't have quite enough money to get things going, so they made a pitch to another local businessman to invest in their business, someone who had already shown his ability as an entrepreneur, and he invested in their business.
Who is that?
Richardson, James A. Richardson of the famed Richardson family of grain merchants. Yeah, a little known facet of his background is that he was one of the early investors in McLeod's. He put $10,000 into the new firm, which is, say, not an inconsiderable sum, and in return, he became the company's president. I think he was mostly a figurehead. Now, he was involved in many other businesses, so I'm sure he wasn't involved in the day-to-day running of McLeod's, and I think, therefore, for Roland McLeod, as the company's managing director, was the one that did most of the decision-making. And the business thrived almost immediately, and it was based on orders placed and fulfilled by mail. So, well, essentially, it could do business anywhere that the mail went, and that's why I think it did so well all over Western Canada, even though it was based just here in Winnipeg. The next logical step, though, was to expand the franchise across the West to open bricks and mortar stores. And one might question their timing, though, in making this decision. They did open their first store in Melfort, Saskatchewan in 1930.
Why is that?
Well, of course, think about it. 1930 is just months after the big economic crash that brought on the Great Depression. It wouldn't seem like a particularly good time to start a business, would it? But yet, it seems that farmers liked McLeod's, and especially their motto of satisfaction guaranteed, you know, that you could be confident that whatever you bought from McLeod's would be exactly what you needed. So contrary to expectation, the Melfort store did well. And it was the first of many more stores. In fact, they had a rather unique business model because although McLeod's owned some of the stores outright, they were company-owned, a lot of the stores were owned by local business people who licensed the McLeod's name and were supplied with products by its distribution system. So at the height of the company in the 1960s, McLeod's had over 200 stores all over Western Canada. And what I find interesting is that I found a copy of the company's annual report from the 1960s, and it showed a map where the locations of the stores were. Now, I have to think the map was maybe a little bit fanciful to make it seem like they were well spread out, because some of the stores that it showed here in Manitoba were in literally impossible places. Some of them were in the middle of Lake Winnipeg.
I like the fact checking. Thank you for that, Gordon. How many McLeod's stores were in Manitoba?
Well, yeah, that was a question that I wanted to know too. So I perused a Manitoba phone book from 1980. I went to the Provincial Legislative Library, and they have a wonderful collection there. And I found that in 1980, there were 45 McLeod stores, only one of which was in Winnipeg. And if there was any common denominator to the places where they did have a McLeod's, it was that they were mostly towns with a population of over 600 people.
Okay, so what sort of products did McLeod's carry?
Well, at first, it was primarily a hardware store. But I know from firsthand experience, having been to McLeod's with my grandparents, that some of the larger stores had a much more diverse inventory, including things like hardware, tools, paint, electrical supplies, plumbing supplies, lawn and garden products, automotive parts, sporting goods, housewares, stationery, toys, pet food, domestic ware like pots, pans, dishes, clothing, crafts, pretty much you name it, except groceries.
We really expanded. So what ended up happening to McLeod's? Do we know if it's still in business?
No, I don't think so. But the story is complex. So after 28 years of Canadian ownership, McLeod's was sold in 1945 to a Minneapolis-based firm that later operated the department stores Clark's and Gamble's. Some of our listeners may remember those names too. In 1980, McLeod's was brought back to Canada by a consortium of businessmen led by Izzy Asper, of course, here in Winnipeg. So far, pretty straightforward. But it started getting complicated in 1992. That's when 9 of its 82 company-owned stores, the ones that apparently were doing the best financially, as long with its Winnipeg distribution center, they were sold to an American hardware company, and the rest was simply disposed of, it was closed. The Canadian assets were rebranded as True Value Hardware. In other words, the McLeod's name disappeared. Some of the independently owned McLeod's stores did remain open, such as the one in Roblin that had first opened in 1964 under owner Jim Hilland. He expanded his store fourfold in 1964 to become the largest McLeod's authorized dealer store in Canada. Unfortunately, though, Hillen's McLeod store, it closed in 1997.
Okay, I think I'm following things so far. So then what happened?
Yeah, say it is a convoluted story. But in 2010, the McLeod's True Value Company was sold to the retail giant Rona. Of course, we know that name. Mm-hmm. And in 2015, Rona obtained the Canadian license to the Ace Hardware brand name. So former McLeod stores became Ace Hardware, supplied by McLeod's, now Rona's, distribution center here in Winnipeg. But in 2016, Rona was snapped up by an American competitor, Lowe's, which the following year, 2017, closed the old McLeod's offices in Winnipeg. Now, there are 3 Ace Hardware stores left in Manitoba at Gypsumville, Swan River, and The Paw. I don't think they have any connection to the company we're talking about. In 2020, Lowe's severed its relationship with Ace Hardware in Canada. And are you confused yet?
I need a diagram.
You do, absolutely. Like, it's just so many convolutions in the business.
Right.
But to sum up, today, the McLeod's name is owned by the hardware giant Lowe's, which operates in Canada as Rona.
Whew, thanks for taking us on that ride. Now, Gordon, 3 weeks ago, you talked about long-lived Manitoba businesses and the Centennial Business Award available from the Manitoba Historical Society. Could one of these awards be given to McLeod's, given that it was founded in 1917?
Well, you'd think if it is, you know, that old that it would qualify, but we do acknowledge that the businesses can change ownership through the years. They don't have to have the same ownership through 100 years, but they still must be engaged in the same kind of business. And I am not convinced, you know, that we should recognize McLeod's as a centennial business. The name is gone. Its successor is an international corporation that doesn't operate stores in small town Manitoba. Personally, I think the connection of McLeod's to Manitoba was severed in 2017. And again, that's when Lowe's Canada closed the Winnipeg distribution center that had supplied the entire McLeod's network of stores since 1966. Essentially, there's nothing left of McLeod's other than memories. And of course, I'm sure many of our listeners have those. There's a few corporate records at the Provincial Archives here in Manitoba. And there's also the occasional Coronado-branded stove or other product in the hands of our listeners.
Such a thorough job, Gordon. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, I was fascinated by this because I knew about McLeod's in my childhood, and I thought, whatever happened to it? And so I dug deep.
You really did. I went cross-checked.
Down the rabbit hole.
Fact-checked. And that's why we appreciate you, Gordon. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
What's up for next week?
Well, when we think about the people we lost in the two world wars, we tend to forget those who died here in Manitoba. In training accidents and the like, next week we're going to talk about a few of the fatalities on the home front, including one that occurred on a dance floor near Brandon.
Ooh, Gordon, looking forward to it. Thank you.
See you then. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons